And good evening, folks. Broadcasting live on WBGV 92.5 FM. Time for basketball action on a Thursday night, the first day of February, Groundhog Eve, here at Marlette High School. For high school girls basketball action on a Thursday night, February 1st, 2024, I'm Eddie Fury, broadcasting live on 92.5 FM and streaming online at StanLackBroadcasting.com. Just about 2.5 minutes away from the end of the JV high school girls basketball game, our game of the night. Varsity girls basketball action in your Greater Thumb East. The Brown City Green Devils at the Marlette Red Raiders high school girls basketball. Our first look here at the Brown City Green Devils. You saw Marlette here a couple weeks ago when they went up against the Sandusky Wolves girls basketball action. We'll be back here tomorrow also on Groundhog Day night for the boys game, Brown City at Marlette tomorrow night. We'll talk all about that game tomorrow. We've got our pregame show here on 92.5 FM. Talk about what Brown City Green Devils girls basketball team has done thus far up to this point, just over the midway point, as well as the Marlette Red Raiders girls basketball team. Pregame show here. I'm Eddie Fury, broadcasting live on this Thursday night. WBGV 92.5 FM. We'll be back. Take a look at what these two teams have done through some of the games and some of the season thus far. Right now, in the Greater Thumb East standings, it is Sandusky at 6-1 in league play, 12-1 overall. Their lone loss to the Harbor Beach Pirates. Girls basketball team, the officiating crew. I can't put my glasses with the hat on, that's why. So I'm wearing my Michigan hat. The officiating crew wants me to take it off. But I can't put my glasses on, so, you know, I'm getting notes. I got to read here. All right. So Sandusky 6-1 in league play. Lone loss was to Harbor Beach. They got even with Harbor Beach in our coverage last week when they got the victory. But guess what? An upset happened this past week with the Ubley Bearcats high school girls basketball team. It was a two-way tie until Ubley snuck up and defeated Harbor Beach on Monday, or Tuesday night, a couple nights ago, 25-21. So Harbor Beach falls to 6-2. Marlette is 4-2. They would like to get back in this race when they have their second meeting against Sandusky. At first, they have to face off against this Brown City team. It's a very dangerous team. They are 4-3 in league play, 7-7 overall. Marlette is 7-4 overall also. This is a good, strong Marlette team. It just sometimes a quarter or a period in the game gets away from them. And that's how Sandusky was able to come back with a win over them on their home court here in Marlette. Now we'll cover that game when they both face off against each other in their second meeting for sure. We'll let you know when that will be. But tonight, it's all about Brown City at Marlette. Marlette trying to stay in the race for the Greater Thumb East League standings. We'll be right back here on WBGB 92.5 FM as our pregame show continues. We'll be right back for high school girls basketball action. Brown City at Marlette. All right, welcome back here on WBGB 92.5 FM. Pregame show here. JV game just got over. Brown City Green Devil JV team defeating the Marlette Red Raiders JV team. Taking a look at what the visitor team has done so far. The Brown City girls basketball team in varsity started off the season back on December 5th with a loss to Dryden, a close one, 43-40. Bounced back with a win a couple days later over Vassar, 43-24. Two straight losses against two strong teams, one in the Greater Thumb West, the Carroll Tigers girls team on December 12th, 37-46. And a five-point loss to Harbor Beach, 34-39. Bounce back with a win mid-December over Genesee, 44-19. Met up with Dryden again during a tournament holiday, 28-39 loss for Brown City. Then bounce back in the beginning of the new year, 2024, January 2nd, with a win over Memphis, 27-21 for Brown City. Then two straight losses over against Lakeville, one-point loss for Brown City, 28-29. And to Marlette in their first meeting, 32-46. We'll talk about that game in a moment. Brown City, though, a couple days later, after their loss to Marlette in league play, was able to get a win over Ubley, 36-28. And then they already played Sandusky earlier in the season, back on the 16th. They made it tough for Sandusky, but Brown City came up short, losing 25-34. But since then, January 18th, a win over KPEC, 47-22. The win over Memphis, 39-25. And just this past week, on Monday, a win over Mayville, 45-21. Their game, second meeting against Harbor Beats for Brown City on the 23rd, was canceled due to weather. They will have a makeup coming up on that second meeting against Harbor Beach on February 5th. As I said, Ubley defeating Harbor Beach this past week for Harbor Beach to fall to 6-2 in league play. They were tied in a two-way tie with Sandusky after Sandusky defeated Harbor Beach and avenged their earlier loss. But right now there's a tie for second. Harbor Beach at 6-2, Marlette at 4-2, just two losses. Marlette needs to win tonight against this Brown City team in order to stay in the hunt. Brown City can come right back into it if they can get this win against Marlette, win against Harbor Beach on the February 5th next week, and then against Sandusky on the 13th of February. We are in February. So Brown City, right now overall, holding at 7-7, 500 mark. They are 4-3 in league play. That's what they've done on their schedule thus far. After this game, they'll have that Harbor Beach game on February 5th. That will be a makeup game, and that will be on a Monday. They'll follow that with Peck, and then on the 8th against Ubley. Need to win those games and win out. Both these teams do to stay in this hunt for the Greater Thumb East League. When we come back, we'll take a look at the Marlette Red Raiders schedule and then kind of also glean over what they've done throughout the season in their first meeting against Brown City and some other games here on WBGV 92.5. It's high school girls basketball action, Brown City at Marlette. Welcome back to WBGV 92.5 FM. Pre-game show here, taking a look at the Marlette Red Raider girls basketball schedule. Started off the season with a win over Unionville Seaboing 41-24. Then a loss to Cass City on the 7th of December, 29-32. 3-point loss there. They defeated Dryden, a common opponent between Brown City and Marlette, 43-35. In fact, they had three straight wins in December. Win over KPEC 60-8. Over Deckerville, 30-27. Holiday tournament there. They have a loss to Crosby Lexington, so good competition there for Marlette. 28-43 loss at the end of December. Came into the 2024 year. They got the win over Memphis, 29-18. And the win over Brown City in the first meeting, 46-32, the second meeting tonight here for our game presentation. They were leading Sandusky when we were last here covering Marlette, but Sandusky pulling off a big fourth quarter, a couple big three-point shots by Helena Long of Sandusky, some great shots also for the whole team as a whole. But Sandusky coming back with a win in the end over Marlette, 36-39. The defense clamped down on Marlette. And then Marlette able to bounce back the next week after that meeting against Sandusky and lost to them. Well, win over Ubley, 41-23. And then they lost to Harbor Beach, 39-44. That was a home game for Marlette. Tough loss where they were in that game also. But they got some help this past week as Ubley defeated Harbor Beach this past week. Now, they haven't played since the 18th. Marlette hasn't had a game. So do they have their game legs underneath them? Sure, they had a lot of practice time, but are they going to be rusty? A little bit more rusty than Brown City, who had a game this week already because of the weather cancellations for Marlette. We'll find out. They'll have Brown City tonight. They'll go up against Pack. Next week also, on the 5th, a makeup, and then they'll have Sandusky in their second meeting on the 8th in a couple weeks. I'm good. Shout out to Mr. Katie, making sure I'm taken care of with any drinks. I've got my Gatorade, thanks to the Marlette Boosters. All right, Marlette, Brown City coming up next. We'll talk about what these two teams did in their first meeting when they met. And where it was Marlette getting the win over Brown City 46-32 here on WBGB 92.5 for the pregame show. I'm Eddie Fury. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the pregame show on WBGV 92.5 FM. Thursday night, high school girls basketball, Brown City at Marlette in the Greater Thumb East League. Two losses for Marlette. They need to win this one. Brown City 4-3 in league play would like to win this one. And, of course, the other league games against Harbor Beach and Sandusky to get back in this hunt. Sandusky 6-1 in league play. Harbor Beach 6-2 after their loss against Upley this past week. Let's talk about what these two teams did against each other in the first meeting for a majority of that Tuesday night game against Brown City. Marlette senior Gabby Martinez, who's been a catalyst and shooting threat for the Marlette Red Raiders, was limited to the bench due to foul troubles. But Martinez was there for the Red Raiders when they needed her. She scored 11 of her game-high 16 points in the fourth quarter of a 46-32 win over the Green Devils of Brown City. Marlette head coach Kathy Storm very happy about that. It was the difference, but keeping the intensity with the team as a whole, they've got some good players, they got some good bigs, they got some good height, and some speedy shooters. Some of them don't shoot too much. They like to pass the ball around, rebound, and get the assists. That's where Lily Lemansky comes in a lot into this team for Marlette Red Raiders. With 2:26 left in the first quarter, Gabby Martinez picked up her second foul of the game, sending her to the bench for the remainder of the first half. Brown City was able to build a 13-9 lead in the first quarter, leading Marlette into the half, leading 22-18. But Gabby Martinez returned to action in the third quarter. 4:53 left in the quarter, she picked up her third foul, sending her back to the bench. Marlette was able to get back the lead in the third, however, 30-27 with a 12-5 advantage as Delaney Gage scored 5 of her 9 points in the quarter. In the fourth quarter, Gabby Martinez opened the scoring with a 7:34 left in the game, pushing Marlette's lead 32-27. Brown City, though, one of their top shooters, Abby Stanley, knocked down a triple, cutting the lead to 2 points, 32-30. Gage was able to answer back for Marlette, putting up a shot to put the Red Raiders up 34-30, a 4-point lead. Gabby Martinez scoring the game's next 6 points. Yes, 2, 4, 6, giving Marlette a double-digit lead, 40-30 in the game. It saved her when the time was right, and Coach Kathy Storm was able to do that. But Gabby Martinez obviously able to come strong here in the second half against Brown City in the first meeting with a game high of 16 points, 6 rebounds, and didn't pick up another foul in the fourth. Biggest performance came from the fellow senior, Addie Ruggles, though. She scored 12 points to contribute, had 18 rebounds. They're going to need her here tonight in order to maybe get 2 straight wins in this season. Brown City themselves, Liana Bowers, who had 8 points, 8 rebounds. Elena Soman, 7 points, including 5 in the second quarter for Brown City in this game. Some other key players here for Brown City. After Bowers had 9 points, Soman was 7 points and 5 points for Abby Stanley. And their loss against Marlette. Other key shooters, Harley Leisure. We'll be right back for action here, Brown City at Marlette on WBGB 92.5 FM. As we get ready here for the national anthem and their starting announcements.
Best effort on the court for everyone. Players, coaches, and fans towards their best sportsmanship. Remember, nothing beats good sportsmanship. Ladies and gentlemen, the privilege of this event was made possible by those who have fought and continue to fight for the freedoms we enjoy. Let us now honor and respect their efforts and our country. Civilian gentlemen, please remove your hats, and everyone able, please stand at attention, placing your hand over your heart as we honor America with the playing of our national anthem.
When we come back, game time in Brown City at Marlette. High school girls basketball action on 92.5 WBGB. We're also streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com as we'll have the starters in tip-off coming up. All right, your starting lineup here for the Brown City Green Devils, number 3, Olivia Parr. Number 10, Harley Leisure. Number 15, Hannah Bowers. Number 32, Asia Kenna. And number 40, Abby Stanley for Brown City Green Devils girls basketball team. Your starters for the Marlette Red Raiders, number 1, Delaney Gage. Number 2, Lily Lamansky. Number 3, Addie Ruggles. Number 23, Gabby Martinez. And number 33, Emily Newland from Marlette. Get ready here for tip-off on WBGB 92.5 FM at center circle. Gabby Martinez able to slap it over into the hands of number 3, Addie Ruggles. To Martinez, number 23. Marlette moving from right to left on your radio dial or web stream at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Delaney Gage, a bounce pass over to Lily Lemansky. To the right, low block shot attempt by number 33, Emily Newland, no good. But Marlette keeps it, but Brown City able to steal it away. Number 15, that was Leanna Bowers for Brown City. Number 32 with the dribble, Asia Kenna. Cross-court pass to the right corner to number 3, Olivia Parr. Parr at the right corner, into the hands of Lily Lemansky with the steal. Throws it over to the right side, number 3. Addie Ruggles takes a shot. Short right corner for 2, no good. Ball bounces around and picked up for the rebound defensively by number 32, Asia Kenna. 7 minutes to go, 0-0 in the first as we just began here. Kenna swings it over to the left side, the number 40, who I talked to earlier, Abby Stanley, for pronunciations. Kenna to Stanley, bounce pass right, low block. She'll pass it over to number 10. Harley Leisure. To Asia Kenna. Woman-to-woman defense being applied here, looks like. Bounce pass over to the left low block. The number 15 of Brown City. Bowers shot for 3 at the top of the point to Olivia Parr. She can't get it. Put back attempt. Dropping a shot for the point. First points of the game is number 10, Harley Leisure, to make it 2-0. Brown City with the lead. Whistle was called. And a foul on Marlette trying to convert the 3-point play. Free throw is no good by Brown City. Rebound, though, picked up by Brown City, but they'll lose the ball momentarily. Marlette trying to get the steal. Slapped out of bounds by number 1, Delaney Gage. There'll still be Brown City ball on their side of the floor. Left sideline to throw it in. Inbounds pass from Stanley into number 32, Asia Kenna. At the top of the point, looking at a 3, will hold up. Swings it over the right wing to 15, Bowers. Right, long shot for 2 from the right corner. No good by Harley Leisure. It's a quarterback pass to Martinez. She gets it over to Lemansky, right side of the glass. Lemansky threw it, knocked out of bounds for Brown City. Still stays Marlette ball underneath their own basket. Right side of the glass from the baseline to throw it in. In, shot for 2. Inside the right wing, no good. Fighting for the rebound. It's a jump ball after the shot attempt. After the inbounds pass by Adeline Ruggles, and it'll be Brown City's ball with a jump ball. No pressure applied by Marlette. 2-0, Brown City with the lead. Asia Kenna with it at the left wing. Cross-court pass, shot for 2. Long shot for 2 by Abby Stanley, no good. Rebound, Brown City still keeps it. Another shot for 2 from the right corner. That one does not bounce in. Last touch by Brown City. It looks like... And the reverse to call here momentarily was Brown City ball. And it'll be Marlette ball. 2-0, Brown City leads. 5:42 to go here in the first. To Delaney Gage with the dribble pass. Midcourt now to their strong side. Swings over to the left side to Ruggles. Addie Ruggles goes to the high post. Hands it off to Gage for 2. That one does not go in. Martinez boxed out from Stanley for the rebound defensively, and it's Brown City ball. They lead 2-0. 5:15 to go in the first. Asia Kenna looking at a 3. Will hold up at the top of the point. Over to the right side. Trying to get the steal was Gage on Stanley. And she'll get her with the number 10, Harley Leisure. Leisure to 15. Leanne Bowers, she knocks it down the right lane to the right side of the glass to take a 4-0 lead for Brown City. They lead 4-0, 4:50 to go here. Marlette still trying to get on the board of points. Delaney Gage at the right wing, pushes in and still dribbles and keeps the ball, will go to the point. Moves her right to the right side. Being closely defended by Olivia Parr. She'll get the pass off to Gabby Martinez, right low block. She'll pick up the foul. She's pulling her arms up, maybe going for a shot to the right side of the glass. Whistle was called. It's the first foul for Marlette. It'll be on number 3, Olivia Parr, the junior for Brown City. Gabby Martinez over to Ruggles, to Little Lumansky, to the left corner, to Delaney Gage. Gage over to Gabby Martinez. To Ruggles and shot for two. First points by Marlette at the 4:15 mark. Martinez making it for two. 4-2. Brown City with the lead. Stanley pitches it into the left side. Up for two attempt. No good. Rebound Marlette after the miss by Harley Leisure. Fast break play. Can they get there in time? No. Knocked out of bounds by Brown City. As Lemansky was waiting for that ball from Ruggles. Now see Marlette ball from the baseline to throw it in. 3:57 to go, 4-2. Brown City with the lead. Inbounds pass, Marlette gets it in. Gage for three, misses that one from the right wing. Rebound picked up by Abby Stanley, number 40. Swings it into the middle of the court. Marlette does not touch it. And it'll go out of bounds and they'll have the ball. Coming down with a dribble at the point, Delaney Gage for Marlette. They're down 4-2, 3:35 to go here. Ruggles going into the right side, loses the ball, blocked by Brown City, and they'll have it. Number 3, Olivia Parr picking it up with a dribble to the right side of the floor. The junior bounces over to Abby Stanley, to 15. Bowers to the left low block. Double team there. Pitches out for three. Asia Kenna hits the rim, no good, and reaching for the rebound, Delaney Gage from the right side of the glass. After the miss, Gage will hold up. Whistle was called. She went for the shot. Looked like it was deflected, but it'll be a foul on Brown City. That's her second foul. First foul for number 15, Leanna Bowers. And going to the free throw line for that shooting foul for the first time to the free throw line is Marlette. First free throw attempt here by Delaney Gage. That one is good. 4-3. Brown City with a 1-point lead. Gage with the free throw at the 3:05 mark. Second free throw attempt, good. Ties it up, our first tie of the game. And Brown City comes down with a dribble. It's 4-4, all tied up here in the first. 3 minutes to go in the first period. Asia Kenna to the left side to Abby Stanley, to the high post, to Parr, to Kenna, but stealing it out of her hands, Delaney Gage. She'll take a shot for two against the glass. Good on the one-on-one, and it's Marlette's first lead of the game, 6-4. 2:40 to go and counting. Marlette takes the first lead, 6-4. Bounce pass down the right elbow, shooting it from the right low block. It does not go in. After the miss attempt by number 15, hitting the wall pretty hard there, but gets up okay. Leanna Bowers. Coach Cindy Burton wanted a foul possibly on that play, fighting for the rebound. It'll be Marlette ball, 2:20 to go, 6-4 is a score of Marlette leading. No have possession over to Martinez and trying to get around the defender was number 11 in the game here. That was Haley Hazen. And that'll be miscommunication and a turnover by Marlette. It'll be Brown City ball. 6-4, Marlette leads with 2:05 to go in the first period. Over to Abby Stanley, left wing. Pitch it into the paint by Harley Leisure. Asia Kenna's ball is deflected and taken away by Marlette with a steal. Fast break of play, but over dribble is Ruggles. She'll regain control. Takes a shot, no good. And now Brown City has a rebound for the fast break attempt. Parr for three, right corner, hits the rim, no good. Loose ball picked up. Who has it? It'll be Marlette, number 15, who's in the game. Alexandra Findlay getting some playing time here, and she'll come up with a dribble. Bounce pass, knocked out of bounds by Brown City. Couple substitutions here for Marlette, and we have one here for Brown City now. Number four, Chloe Hayes, the sophomore, 10th grader, coming in for Asia Kenna. Two fouls on Brown City, one foul on Marlette here in the first quarter. 1:29 to go here. Shot attempt by Gabby Martinez, left side of the glass, no good. Knocked out by Brown City, last touched. Coming in is number two, Lily Lemansky, back in the game. She'll come in for Delaney Gage. For Marlette, they'll have possession. Gabby Martinez, turnaround hook shot, no good. After the inbounds pass, it'll be Brown City with the rebound. Number four, Chloe Hayes, after coming into the game. She'll hold up to Stanley, to the high post. Back to Chloe, had a look at three, did not take it. Back to Chloe Hayes. And she'll hold up at the right corner, and stealing it from Hayes is number three, Addie Ruggles for Marlette. Down to a minute now left here in the first period at 6-4. Marlette with a two-point lead against Brown City. High school girls basketball action at 92.5. Bounce pass to Gabby Martinez. She'll attack the glass and go up, and she'll draw the foul, and she'll go to the line for two shots. Be the foul on number 40, Abby Stanley, her first, and that's three fouls so far. We're 48 seconds to go here. Marlette trying to extend her lead. They've made two straight free throws. Gabby Martinez with her first free throw is good. 7-4, one possession lead for the free throw. 48 seconds to go, and the second free throw was good also. 8-4 for Marlette leading against Brown City. 45 seconds to go here in the first period. Stanley swings it over to Chloe Hayes. Over to the left side to Parr. Back to Stanley, back to Parr in the left wing. Pitches it into the paint. Back to Parr for three and hits the back of the glass. No good. Put back by Chloe Hayes. No good. Another put back attempt. And that one good by number 10, Harley Leisure. And after the shot was made, we'll have a substitution after maybe an elbow. Got winded here for Marlette, so we'll have a substitution quickly here. With 25 seconds to go, it's 8-6. After the shot by Brown City. 20 seconds to go here in the first. 8-6, Marlette with the two-point lead. Over to the right corner, underneath the basket, loose ball, and Brown City will have the steal of under 10 seconds to go here. Olivia Parr over to Stanley for a three-point shot off the mark with 2 seconds to go. It's 1.9, and it would be Marlette ball. They try to get a last-second shot here before the end of the first. Can they get one up? And they don't. 8-6 at the end of the first. Marlette with the two-point lead. And we'll be right back on WPGB 92.5 FM. Marlette leads 8-6 against Brown City at the end of the first period. Welcome back. Start of the second period. Marlette will open up a possession. They lead by two, 8-6. Against Brown City. High school girls basketball action. Loose ball picked up and saved. Into Gabby Martinez with a little bit of a loft shot from the right block. Fighting for possession. Brown City jump ball in favor of Brown City. It was Asia Kenna hanging onto that ball. Maintaining possession. Coming down with a dribble. Asia Kenna from Stanley. Moving from left to right, Brown City. Kenna swings it over to Stanley, left side, into the paint. Double, triple team. Another jump ball. It'll be Marlette possession. Battle between Martinez, number 15, Leanna Bowers of Brown City. 8-6, 7.5 to go. Marlette quickly down to their side of the floor. Delaney Gage over to Lily Lemansky. She loses the ball and picked up with the steal. Brown City. Bowers holds up. Up for two in the middle of the paint by number 15 attempt, Bowers, after the pass from number 10, Harley Leisure. We have a whistle, foul on Brown City. First foul already in the second quarter. Bowers with her second foul. She will take a seat. Coming in is number four, Chloe Hayes. Lily Lumansky also taking a seat. Coming in is number 15, Alexandra Findlay for Marlette. She'll have the dribble. Swings over to Gabby Martinez, left side. Trying to pulse up, left low block, up against the glass. No good. Rebound picked up by Brown City. Still no score by either team here in the second quarter. With the dribble, Harley Leisure swings over to Stanley, left side. To the point, Olivia Parr, Asia Kenna. Slapped away by Delaney Gage with the defense. Almost took it away from Kenna. And slaps it out of bounds. Still Brown City ball. Right sideline inbounds pass. 6:44 to go. 8-6. Marlette lead by two. Chloe Hayes takes a seat. Coming in for Brown City now. Number 24, Alana Solman, the junior. Stanley into Leisure. Leisure right side. Back to Stanley for three. Off the mark. And he'll go out of bounds. And Marlette ball after the air ball. 8-6, 6.5 to go. That's a hard shot, believe me. Three-point shots are hard. With the dribble, Delaney Gage for Marlette. They lead by two, 8-6. She'll take the shot for three. She swishes that one just to the left of the point. First point scored, it's 11-6. Gage with the three, and she engages at the 6:20 mark. Brown City ball, loose ball picked up and last touch by Marlette off the side of Belega Martinez. 6:07 to go. Brown City ball, right side of the glass. Inbounds pass attempt here by Asia Kenna. She gets it in and slapped out of bounds by Delaney Gage. Still Brown City ball, this time from the right sideline. 6:06 to go. 11-6. Inbounds pass in. Posting up. Right low block. Good defense there by Martinez and Marlette with three people underneath the basket. Shot for three, though. Leaves it open for Stanley. She can't knock it into the back of the rim. Rebound, Delaney Gates for Marlette. She's driving to the basket. She'll go for two. Blocked by Stanley and picked up by Brown City after the block. Harley Leisure with the dribble over to Asia Kenna for Brown City. 11-6. Brown City has yet to score here in the second quarter. Swings over to the left side. To number three, Olivia Parr misses that shot by Kenna. And rebound picked up by Marlette on defense. They have possession. Left side wide open for two. The pass from Addie Ruggles to the left side of the glass by number 11. And that was Haley Hazen, 13-6. Marlette with the lead. We'll be right back here on 92.5. Timeout called by Brown City. Coming out of the timeout, 5:20 to go here. Brown City calling the timeout. It's 13-6. Marlette with the 7-point lead. After the shot by Hazen from Addie Ruggles. Brown City comes down with the dribble. Abby Stanley into the high post. Swings it over to Parr for two. Long shot from the right corner. Trying to get the rebound on offensively from the left side. Can't handle it. Harley Leisure loses the ball. It'll be Marlette ball. Addie Ruggles inbounds to Delaney Gage. She'll go to the top of the point for three. Hits the back of the rim, no good. Rebound picked up by number 11, Hazen. Whistle was called. It'll be a jump ball. Coming in is number 33, Emily Newland, one of the starters. And for Haley Hazen, Emily Newland coming in for Marlette. Under 5 to go and counting, 13-6. Marlette leads Brown City here in the second quarter. Stanley over to Asia Kenna. Marlette just doing a really good job of keeping Brown City out of the paint. Parr over to Kenna, left side. Back up top to Parr. Parr move over to the right side. Stanley up top. Kenna trying to pitch it in to number 24 in the game. Solman to the left corner. Leisure will hold up at the left corner around the perimeter. Up top to Stanley. Pass over to right side, knocked out of bounds by Delaney Gage. And almost popping number 24 in the head. Storm. Coach Storm blocking that shot momentarily. A little bit of laughter there on the sideline, but J.J. Hawkswell not being knocked out by the ball. And shot attempt with a turnaround after the inbounds. Missed by number 24. Solman, fast break play on defense for Marlette on offense. Double dribble, though, by Ruggles. She made the shot, but she double dribbled. We have a timeout call by head coach Kathy Storer and Marlette. They lead 13-6. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5. Coming out of the timeout, Marlette, 4:15 to go in the first half, second quarter. Inbounds pass far side for Brown City to bring it in. No full court pressure applied. 3-2 zone. Three on top for Marlette. Two on the bottom. On defense. Swings it over to the right side. Kenna back with the ball over Stanley for three. Right wing. Hits the back of the glass. No good. Loose ball picked up by number 15. Alexandra Finley. She'll go for two on the right. Low block. Goes out of bounds with the block. Shot attempt. By Brown City, still Marlette ball. Delaney Gaze to throw it in, right side of the glass, baseline. In quickly to Martinez, swing it over to the left side, to Ruggles, to the left corner, Delaney Gaze. Delaney Gaze attacking the paint, goes up for two, no good. Rebound, fought for, and it will be jump ball in possession of Marlette. They lead 13-6. 7-point lead for Marlette Red Raiders, girls team. 3:41 to go here, about to come back in. Lily Lemansky after the inbounds pass. Addie Ruggles, left corner. Goes for two, no good. Rebound, Asia Kenna for Brown City with the dribble. 13-6. 3.5 to go here in the first half. Brown City has yet to score in this quarter. Into the paint. Bounce pass to Parr. Over to Kenna for three. Right wing. Swishes that one. First points of the second quarter. Kenna for three. 13-9. Marlette holding the 4-point lead. Marlette with a shot for two by number 33, Emily Newland. Rebound by number 10, Harley Leisure. Knocked out of bounds by Addie Ruggles after that pass over to Olivia Parr to the right corner. Lily Lemansky comes in for Emily Newland. And it'll be Asia Kenna. She throw it in on the right sideline, right in front of our table here. We're in the bleachers. She gets it in to Harley Leisure. Leisure down the baseline. Ken up for a two-point shot, no good. Fighting for the rebound, it's loose. And Marlette will have it. Delaney Gage is fouled. And it will be a second foul on Brown City here in the second quarter. First foul, number 10, Harley Leisure. And it will be Marlette Powell with a dribble after the inbounds from Ruggles into Delaney Gates of Marlette's to Lily Lemansky at the right wing. 3-point range. Slapped away by Asia Kenna. Can she get the steal? And she grabs the ball momentarily. Gets the ball and hits the back of the leg of Lemansky, and it'll stay Brown City ball. So good thinking there by Asia Kenna. Inbounds pass to Stanley quickly. To Leisure, left corner, so move her way to the top of the point. She'll hold on to it, has to get rid of it, pivoting around as she finds Stanley into the paint to number 24, Elena Solman. It'll be a jump ball, and it will be Brown City with the jump ball. 2:15 to go here, 13-9, 2:16 to go, that is. From the baseline, left side of the glass. Kenna gets it in. To Stanley, back to Kenna, left corner, into the paint. No one has the ball, but Delaney Gage will pick it up from Marlette. A loose ball picked up by Gage. With 2:05 to go in the first half, second quarter. 13-9, Marlette leads. Pass over to the right side. The number 15, Alexandra Finley. To Gage for three from the left wing, no good. Rebound, Asia Kenna. For Brown City. 1:45 to go here in the first half. 13-9, Marlette leads Brown City. Over to Leisure, trying to get it in to number 24, Solman. Kenna will pick up the loose ball. She'll take a shot and rebound Marlette defensively, and they have possession on offense now. 1:25 to go. Marlette leads 13-9. Delaney Gage to the right wing, to the right corner. She'll handle the ball more. To Martinez. Martinez into the right side. The Ruggles. She can't knock it in. It'll be another jump ball. It's Brown City had three players underneath the basket. Jump ball in favor of Marlette. Delaney Gates to throw it in. Coming in. Number 11. Haley Hazen. In for Finley. Inbounds pass. Gage into Hazen. There'll be another jump ball now in favor of Brown City. Coach Cindy Burton laughing with some of the officials. Say, hey, man, you got to give me some breaks here. Give me some foul calls. 13-9. Coming down to a minute left here in the first half. Over to number four in the game, Chloe Hayes in for Brown City. Abby Stanley with it. Bounce pass over to Leisure. To number 15, back in the game here. And Hannah Bowers after two fouls. Bowers with the ball. Back up top to Stanley, passing the ball around well. Asia Kenna into the middle of the paint. Over to Hayes, and for a long shot for two, around the rim, does not go in. Leisure fighting for the rebound is Brown City, but into the hands of Ruggles. Down to 30 seconds to go here. Marlette with possession. Gabby Martinez left side. And you can tell these teams haven't played much ball since a lot of those weather cancellations. And Marlette more so, they haven't had a game since the 18th of January. And we're in February already. Left side of the baseline, inbounds pass for Marlette to be knocked out by Brown City. Down to 19 seconds. Delaney Gage with the dribble, left wing. Pitching it in, looking for Hazen. And it'll be back to Gage for three, no good, left corner. Rebound saved by Marlette, down to 5 seconds. Gabby Martinez at the high post. Sure shot is blocked. Throwing it out of bounds at the end of the... There for a last second shot by Lily Lemansky from the right wing goes out of bounds. And that's where we'll end the half. 13-9. Not much scoring here in the second quarter. Marlette leads, though, 13-9. 4-point lead against Brown City. You're tuned to WBGV 92.5 FM. Our halftime report and show come your way. Our MHSAA this week in high school sports will be on the way also. After a word from our sponsors for Cola Propane and Graf Chevrolet, along with Liebler Insurance and the DQ Group Show, that's the Dairy Queen in Sandusky. We'll be right back. Our MHSAA this week in high school sports coming up. It's Marlette leading Brown City 13-9. We'll be right back. Is your score at the half with Marlette leading Brown City in high school girls basketball action. The music here, it sounds like it's a Saturday night, School of Rock. That's on WTGV 97.7 FM. I'll have that show, and I'll be hosting that tonight, Saturday night, 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. overnight. A lot of great new hard rock and music coming your way. Here, 13-9 at the half, Marlette girls leading Brown City in high school girls basketball action. A shout out to the Marlette Athletic and the staff here at Marlette High School for making me feel very, very welcome, as they usually do. All right, at the half, 4 of 4 for free throw shooting from Marlette. They've made all their free throws with 4 attempts. Leading scorer Delaney Gage with 7 points. She's made 2 free throws and a 3-point shot. 4 points for Gabby Martinez, 2 free throws made. And also 2 points for Haley Hazen. For the Brown City Green Devils, not much shooting going on right now. 4 points, Harley Leisure. Leanna Bowers with 2 and 3 for Asia Kenna. That's a 3-point shot with their 9-point total. 0-for-1, that's 0-for-1 for free throw shooting. It's 13-9, Marlette leading Brown City. We'll come back for second half action on WBGB 92.5 FM and streaming online at standnightbroadcasting.com. Marlette leads 13-9 against Brown City. We'll be back. Marlette will open up a possession in the inbounds pass here in the third quarter. They're moving from left to right on your radio dial and web stream to the high post. Addie Ruggles over to Lily Lemansky to the right corner. Emily Newland for 2, right side of the glass to start off the scoring just like that. 15-9. Newland getting her first point of the game, I believe. At the 7:40 mark, Marlette leads 15-9. Right corner shot, around the rim, no good by Leisure. And it'll be the rebound picked up by Addie Ruggles of Marlette. She'll have the dribble. Holds at the point. Lainey Gage now at the right wing. Cross-court pass, actually into Gabby Martinez, right low block. She'll take the shot for two, does not drop. Tries to get the slap away, and an over-the-body foul by Martinez. That's the first foul for Gabby Martinez and Marlette, and the first foul here in the third quarter. 7:08 to go. It's 15-9. Quite a long scoring drought here for Brown City when they last shot points at 6:20 mark, but ending the drought there from the 6:20 mark, a three-point shot by number 10, Harley Leisure, to make it 15-12, back within a one-possession lead. And into the paint, turnaround jumper in the middle of the paint by Gabby Martinez. Rebound by Asia Canaba, stealing it as Lily Lemansky. Gage waiting for it left side. Shot is blocked, but it was Stanley picking up the foul on that. 15-12 is your score. 6:31 to go, and it'll be free throw shot for Marlette Delaney Gage. Made two free throws in the first half. First free throw up. Good. Good form. Good free throw. Make it first point scored. Since the 7:40 mark for Marlette, 16-12. Free throw up, and that one no good. It'll be Brown City ball after the free throw miss and from the rebound. Asia Kenna swings it over to Stanley to the right side. Now Kenna back with it to the right corner. Olivia Parr blocked by Martinez. Outsized there. And Marlette will pick up the steal after the block. With the dribble, Eddie Ruggles. Bounce pass to Lulu Gamansky. Pitch it in to Emily Newland, but she got caught for the travel. The right low block. Emily Newland turns the ball over. It'll be Brown City ball getting a break here. 16-12, four-point lead, a two-possession lead here for Marlette. Under six to go here in the third period. Asia Kenna move over to the right wing. Bounce pass over to the right corner. Abby Stanley stepping on the baseline, right sideline. Turnover by Brown City. It'll be Marlette ball, so self-inflicted errors here by Brown City. And with the dribble, Ruggles over to the left side, left corner. Lomansky, that's Gage, that is, goes to the point to Gabby Martinez, left wing, telling Gage to go down the left lane. She does and goes for a shot, no good. Rebound, Olivia Parr, number three for Brown City. She falls and she'll get right back up. Brown City for three attempt by number 15, Bowers, no good. It'll go out of bounds. It'll be Marlette ball. No pressure by Brown City on defense. Coming down with a dribble, Gage for Marlette. Over to the right side, right wing, to Lemansky, pitching into Martinez. Martinez gets in the paint to the high post of Newland. Back to Lemansky. Lemansky holds up, does not take the shot. Should have drove to the basket. She hesitated. Martinez will lay it up from the left elbow. Fighting for the rebound. It'll be a jump ball. It'll be a possession, Brown City. Asia Kenna to throw it in from the far side baseline. Getting it right back from Abby Stanley. With the dribble, Asia Kenna. She has a three-point shot in this game. She'll go to the right wing. Into the right low block. Posting up. Can Leisure get up for two? And it does not drop. Had a great look, open look to it and hesitated. Took the shot anyways. Gage for the rebound from Marlette. Can she go for two? She'll be fouled as she goes to the basket. And she'll go to the free throw line again. She was one for two the last trip. 4:28 to go here. It's 16-12. That's a third foul on number 40, Abby Stanley. Free throw up and good by Delaney Gage. Making it 17-12 at the 4:28 mark. Free throw is very important in this close game. It's a five-point lead now. Second free throw is a miss. Rebound, though. Gage gets her own. Goes for three, right wing. Hits the back of the glass, rim, no good. Rebound picked up by Brown City number 10, Harley Leisher. Over to Asia Kenna. She'll go to the point. Left side, though, Olivia Parr. Bounce pass to Stanley. Stanley with another three-point shot. Big miss there and picked up by Leila Nemanski. She'll hold up. Over to Martinez and a fast break for layup. No good. Does not drop from the left side. Rebound, Asia Kenna. 17-12. Five-point lead from Marlette. Brown City with possession now. Bounce pass to Parr. Back to Kenna. Over to the left corner. To Leisure. Harley Leisure moves in. Loses the ball momentarily. Picked up and throws over to Stanley. Left corner, Parr for Brown City. Into the right elbow for two. Leisure, no good. Put back a tip by Parr, and she gets it in the left side of the glass with a put back. 17-14. We'll have a timeout. Head coach Kathy Storm for Marlette. It's 17-14. One possession lead for Marlette after the two-point shot by Brown City. However, 3:26 to go in the third. We'll be right back. Timeout was called by Marlette as they come out of it. 17-14. Marlette with a three-point lead and a last shot by Olivia Parr for Brown City with a putback for two. 3:26 to go in the third period. Marlette will have possession. From the far side to throw it in. No pressure by the Green Devils on defense. Inbounds pass. Coming down with the dribble, Delaney Gage after the inbounds from Ruggles. She'll go to the point. Swings over to the left side. Carr almost trying to get a steal. Number 15, Alexandra Finley. Into number 11, Haley Hazen. To Finley, to Hazen again. To Gabby Martinez. Left elbow goes to the right side. Up for two. Draws the foul. That's a shooting foul, and Gabby Martinez will go to the free throw line. This will be the ninth free throw attempt in the whole game for Marlette. First free throw attempt for Gabby Martinez is good. Make it a two-possession lead, 18-14. Second free throw, no good. Loose ball goes out of bounds. And not going to chair over. His rug goes, and she'll set it right back up herself, unfolding it. How about that? 3:03 to go here. 18-14. What possession? Brown City. Under three to go in the third period. 18-14. Marlette with the lead. Brown City over to Leisure. To the right wing. She'll go to the right corner. Driving down the baseline, underneath the basket. Ball taken away by Marlette, trying to trap her in the left corner. Was Gage, but she'll get it out to Ruggles. Fast break of play over to Martinez. Martinez can't handle it, and it goes out of bounds. Turnover. 2:35 to go in the third. It's 18-14. To throw it in, Asia Kenna in the Stanley. Asia Kenna at the point, coming down with it. For Marlette in the game, still number 15, Alexandra Findlay. Along with Addie Ruggles, Gabby Martinez, number 11, Haley Hazen. Whistle was called. There'll be a foul on Finley, along with Delaney Gage. That's the first foul, number 15, Alexandra Findlay, the sophomore. 2:22 to go in the third. 18-14, Marlette leads. Brown City with possession after they get it inbounds here, if they can, and they do. But stolen it away! Finley with it. She'll drive it to basket, but she overran herself. They thought she was fouled, but I think she slipped. Coach Storm wanted a foul, and she won't get it. Inbounds pass. Asia Kenna from Stanley. Another big break here for Brown City. Got to take advantage of it. They missed shots and turned the ball over a few times here with the steals by Marlette. Leisure goes to the right side from the right wing. She'll go to the basket, and she is fouled. That's the third foul now on Marlette. Three as well on Brown City with 2:04 to go here. From the baseline, Kenneth to throw it in. First foul, number three. Addie Ruggles in a shot for two on the inbounds. No good by Leisure. Fighting for the rebound. It'll be a foul. It'll be the fourth foul on Brown City. That'll be a number 15. Lehanna Bowers. with under two to go. That's her third foul here in the third period in the game. Four fouls now on Brown City at the 150 mark. Addie Ruggles with the ball for Marlette. Cross court over to Delaney Gates to the left wing. To the left corner, Gabby Martinez into the paint is Hazen. She's double teaming into the arms with the steal, Abby Stanley. Stanley with the dribble with 1:36 to go in the third. Parr over to Kenna. Slapping it away with the steal attempt. Finley, but Kenna will get it back for Brown City. Over to Leisure with 1:25 to go here in the third. She'll go for three, right corner. In and out of the rim, no good. Fighting for the rebound will be a foul. And I believe it will be on Brown's... No, it will be on, yes, Brown City. So that's the fifth foul. And now Marlette will go to the free throw line. Automatic two-point shot attempts on free throws, and there are five fouls and a quarter on the team. That's at the 120 mark. So Brown City from here and out, they're fouled. They'll go for the next minute and 20 seconds to the free throw line. Delaney Gage on the free throw line for her first. That one's good. Extending the lead, 19-14. In the third period, 19-14. Second free throw attempt. That one pops out, no good. They've been 50% mostly here in the second half for free throw shooting. 19-14. Rebound by Brown City. Leisure with it to the left side. She gets bumped by Abby Stanley. Loses the ball. It'll be Marlette ball. Inbounds pass, right sideline. Marlette ball. Delaney Gage with the dribble. Being guarded by Olivia Parr. But Gage escapes, goes for shot for two, left side, no good. Abby Stanley tries to get the rebound. Stepping on the baseline in the corner was Gage. And the official was right on top of it. Turnover, Marlette would be Brown City ball. 19-14, 50 seconds to go here in the third. Already five fouls on Brown City, three on Marlette. Asia Kenna hands it off to Olivia Parr. Parr will go to the top. She'll hold up. Over to Leisure to the right wing. Leisure to the free throw line to Kenna, left wing. 30 seconds to go here in the third. Kenna trying to drive in. Bounce pass over to Leisure. She'll move her way to the high post from the left to the right corner. Hands it off to Olivia Parr now. 20 seconds to go here. Stealing it out of the hand. Oh, and Parr frustrated as Delaney Gage ripped the ball out of her hands. Olivia Parr pushes her and gets the sixth foul for Brown City. And going to the free throw line is Delaney Gage. Olivia Parr just got pushed her and shoved her there. That was a big no-no and a foul there. Gage with the free throw attempt, and that one is good. 20-14. Olivia Parr would come off. They get a bit of cooling off. Number 4, Chloe Hayes coming in. And number 33, Emily Newland from Marlette coming in now for Gabby Martinez to get a breather. 18.9 seconds to go here. Free throw was good by Gage. Second free throw attempt. That one no good. Rebound, Leisure. 20-14 in the third. Down to 10 seconds here for Brown City to get a shot in. They're down by six. Two possession lead for Marlette. With the dribble. Left side. Over to the high post. Stanley for three. Can she get it? Goes out of bounds. She has not made one, I don't think. And it goes out of bounds. And that's the end of the third. Our final frame coming up. 6-point lead from Marlette Red Raiders girls team leading Brown City. 20-14. We'll be right back. WBGB 92.5. Marlette opens up a possession and a steal by Brown City. They miss a shot for three from the left wing. Stanley again. The last touch by Marlette still stays. Brown City ball. We open up the third. 7:38 to go. Asia Kendall to throw it in to Chloe Hayes with the dribble now. Being closely guarded and defended by Delaney Gates. 20-14. Marlette leads Brown City. Bounce pass to Kenna from Leisure at the right corner. Kenna moves to the high post. Swings it over to Chloe Hayes at the left wing. Chloe Hayes with a dribble at the elbow. Shot for two. She is fouled and knocks it in from the right elbow. 20-16. Hayes with the shot. 7:17 to go. Trying to convert to a three-point play here. That one no good. That was the first free throw taken by Brown City in this second half. Gabby Martinez for Marlette after the free throw miss. And she'll have possession. Swings it over to Lily Yamansky to Gage. Gage pitching it in, trying to get to Martinez. Slapped out of bounds by Abby Stanley into the official. Bounces off him and he'll shake it off. From the baseline, right side of the glass, Delaney Gage to throw it in. 20-16, shot by Ruggles underneath the basket, no good. And it'll be Brown City ball after the turnover. 20-14, Marlette leads. And it'll be Brown City possession. Shot for three, no good. Actually from the elbow, went down. Leisure in with the miss and rebound picked up by Lily Lemansky. She's being guarded, but she'll get the ball out to Ruggles. Ruggles pivots around and around the right wing. And she'll dribble over to the right corner. Over at the top to Lily Lemansky. Lemansky pitching into Martinez, looking for Martinez right low block, standing right there to defend her, as well as Asia Kenna. Ball gets out to Ruggles. Over to Delaney Gage, takes a shot from the free throw line. Last touch by Brown City, knocked out of bounds. Marlette ball from the baseline, they throw it in. They lead 20-16 in the fourth. Into Ruggles. Inbounds pass, she'll take the shot inside the left wing. No good. And last touch by Brown City after the miss. Still Marlette ball. Over to Martinez and around the perimeter. Asia Kenna reaching in with a steal into the backcourt, but picking it right back up is Layla Lemansky. And Asia Kenna runs into Gabby Martinez. And that's the first foul in the fourth on Brown City. Asia Kenna picks up her first foul of the game. Right sideline, inbounds, Lily Lemansky. And a good trap there on defense into the right corner by number four, Chloe Hayes. And Gage falls out of bounds after getting that pass. Had the reach for that one. And turnover, and it'll be Brown City ball. 5:45 to go here in the game. It's 20-16, 4-point lead here for Marlette. Leisure with the dribble. Left wing, slapped away and blocked by Martinez of Marlette. Picking up the steal is Lily Lemansky on that loose ball for Marlette. Loose ball and picked up by Brown City with the steal now. Coming down with the dribble, number 10, Harley Leisure. Leisure over to Stanley for three. Can she knock this one in? And she does! Finally knocks a three in. 20-19, three-point shot. Stanley finally makes one at the 5:17 mark. Marlette with a one-point lead now. Martinez bounce pass to Lily Lemansky. She takes a shot over to the right side of the glass. No good. Rebound Leisure over to Asia Kenna for Brown City. Down by one, 20-19. Abby Stanley with the dribble around to the right wing. And she tried to get it to Chloe Hayes. Marlette on defense on her, and the ball will go out of bounds. Hayes cannot handle it, and it's a turnover. Brown City coming out is Chloe Hayes, and in is Olivia Parr back in the game, and it'll be Marlette ball after that turnover. Inbounds pass. Delaney Gage with the dribble for Marlette. 20-19, one-point lead for Marlette. To the high post, Ruggles. The Gage for three. Can't get it in for the right wing. Rebound in the middle of the paint. Slapped out of bounds by Ruggles. It'll be Brown City ball to take it out from the far side baseline. In with the dribble, Asia Kenna. 20-19, 1 point lead from Marlette. 4:24 to go here in the game. Hand off to number 10, Harley Leisure. She'll take the shot, but her shot is blocked by Martinez. It'll be a foul. And Coach Cindy Burton said, why'd you foul? Why'd you foul? That's three fouls on Leisure on the frustration there. And it'll be the second foul in this quarter for Brown City. One foul for Marlette. Remember, five fouls, you automatically go to the line. Marlette ball, they'll have it on their side of the floor. Down to 4 minutes to go in the game. They lead by one. Addie Ruggles with the dribble. She loses it. Picked up. It'll be a jump ball in favor of Brown City. Brown City has not had the lead since the first quarter, 3:05 mark, and we'll have a timeout by Brown City. 20-19 is the lead from Marlette. We'll be right back. Coming out of the timeout, 20-19, Marlette leads. Brown City with possession. On their side of the floor, we'll throw it in. No, they'll go to the far side now. Inbounds pass. Clock will run. Crossing the timeline, Asia Kenna being defended by Lily Lemansky. A little bit of a push out there. Leisure will have it. Actually, that's Parr. Over to Leisure. Back to Parr. And she'll throw it over the head of Stanley. Last touch by Marlette. Goes out of bounds. Coming in is number 15. Lehanna Bowers. In for number 24. Alana Solman from the baseline. Right side of the glass. Way up top to Abby Stanley. Over to Olivia Parr. Right wing. She'll lose the ball and tries to pass it off. It'll be a foul on Marlette.
Red Raider foul on number one.
That's number one with her second foul of the game. Delaney Gage, 20-19, 3:38 to go in the game. It's a 1 point lead for Marlette. Inbounds pass to Leisure. Leisure up against Martinez. An offensive foul. And that's the fourth on Harley Leisure. Offensively, and Marlette with two fouls. Brown City and Marlette, three fouls as a team. Two in this fourth quarter by Leisure of Brown City. 3.5 to go and counting. 20-19. Marlette with a 1 point lead. Martinez takes a shot for two, hits the rim, no good. Rebound picked up by Brown City, but it'll be a foul on Marlette. Third foul now. Three fouls each at the 3:19 mark for each team. 20-19. Marlette with a 1 point lead. Brown City with possession. 3:15 and counting in the game. Asia Kenna with a dribble to the left side. She'll hand it off to Olivia Parr. Parr goes to the high post. Takes a shot. It's blocked though by Delaney Gage. And Martinez will pick it up for Marlette with the steal with under three to go in the game. 20-19. 1 point lead for Marlette with possession. Addie Ruggles with the dribble over to Lily Lemansky, to Martinez, to Gage at the right wing. 2:45 to go in the game. Gage will slip through traffic and lays it in for two. 22-19. Gage with the 2 point shot. She attacked the basket and got rewarded. 22-19, and losing the ball is Marlette. Pass intended for Abby Stanley. He's chasing it down and it goes out of bounds. One possession lead. It's 22-19. Marlette with the lead, and they have possession. Down to 2:23 to go. Trying to get the layup between two defenders, and she'll get the foul and pick it up. And will be the fourth foul. Did she get the shot attempt off or not, or will she have to take it out? And I think she was in the transition of shooting, so she'll go to the free throw line. That's the second foul, number 32. Asia Kenna. For Brown City. First free throw attempt by Gage, and she makes it. Now, she's made her first free throw, but the second one, not so much. And it'll be 23-19, a two-possession lead now. Second free throw, she makes it, and she breaks the curse. 2:21 and counting. It's 24-19 with the free throws made by Marlette. 2:15 to go in the game. Abby Stanley, her ball, Well, the dribble is knocked out of bounds by Eddie Ruggles from behind. It's a five-point lead here for Marlette, 24-19, 2:11 to go in the game. Asia Kinder to throw it in. Trying to post up, left low block. Ball is loose, picked up by Marlette with a steal. Eddie Ruggles at the point. Under two to go and counting in the game. It's 24-19, Marlette with the lead. Ruggles. Pass over to Gabby Martinez. Martinez moves to the right side and back up to Lily Lemansky. Lemansky to the right corner with the dribble and pass it off to Martinez. Cross-court pass to Gage. There'll be a foul by Brown City, and that should be the fifth foul on Brown City. Second time this has happened. And Harley Leisure will foul out. And I'll be at the 141 mark and going to the free throw line is Marlette. Delaney Gage again to the free throw line, made her last two. Free throw up, that one's good. Three straight free throws, 25-19. 141 mark. Second free throw attempt, and that one no good. Rebound Marlette, up for two as Martinez does not drop. Rebound, and it'll be a foul on Addie Ruggles. And it'll be the fourth foul on Marlette now. It's 25-19. One more foul by Marlette, and Brown City will go to the line. So you kind of want to maybe draw a foul here. And they're playing the pressure, woman-to-woman defense. Over to Livia Parr. Livia Parr with the dribble. Down to 1:25 to go. Bounce pass over to Asia Kenna. Into Chloe Hayes, who's in the game at the right corner. Down to 1:19 to go in the game. 25-19. Shot for two. Drops it in. Number 15. Leanna Bowers. And that's the fifth foul. 25-21. Bowers for two. At the 1:14 mark. Fifth foul on Marlette now. Free throw attempt by Bowers, no good. And we have a timeout by Coach Storm. It's 25-21, a four-point lead. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. 25-21, Marlette leads. Welcome back. 25-21, that three-point play by Brown City Bowers. Couldn't get it, but she got her 2 points. However, two-possession lead here for Marlette, 25-21, with 1:14 to go in the game. Both teams have five fouls. Next foul, both teams will go to their free throw line for 2 points. 1:09 to go here. Lemansky with the ball for Marlette. She'll drive into the basket, bounce pass over to the left side. Back and forth for 2 points. A shot by Eddie Ruggles, and it drops in. Left side of the lane for two. 27-21, six-point lead. Ruggles with the two. Brown City now in. Bowers out to Kenna, to Stanley. 43 seconds to go. Stolen by Lily Namaski. 27-21. Trying to get the double team. Stolen away by Bowers of Brown City against Marlette. Loose ball picked up and saved by Bowers to Asia Kenna. Down to 30 seconds and counting. Time is running out. 27-21. Long shot for two. No good by Chloe Hayes. Rebound picked up by Marlette. Delaney Gage, it'll be number four, Chloe Hayes, to stop the clock with 20 seconds to go, and I'll send Delaney Gage to the free throw line. Just two free throw attempts by Brown City, three as a whole. The line for the Raiders, number one, Delaney Gage. 18 total attempted by Marlette for free throws. First free throw for Gage, and that one rolls in, hitting the tip. 28-21. With 20 seconds to go in the game. First, second free throw, no good. Rebound picked up by Marlette. We have a jump ball in favor of Marlette. No, they're saying Brown City. We'll decide here. No, it's Marlette now. They went. Brown Marlette, Brown City, back to Marlette. Inbounds pass from the baseline. Inbounds to Ruggles, and for two! And that could be the dagger, 30-21, Ruggles with two straight two-point shots. And stolen away by Delaney Gates, 5 seconds. And they're going to hold off and hold on to the ball in victory. 30-21, your final score. Marlette wins over Brown City. 30-21, Marlette Red Raider girls over Brown City. Our halftime show report coming up here on WBGV 92.5. We'll be right back. Welcome back to our halftime reports. 30-21, the victory for Marlette over Brown City. Pulled away in the end. Both teams had five fouls late in the fourth. Addie Ruggles making back-to-back two-point shots along with Delaney Gage's 50% on free throw shooting. Able to pull off the win. A lot of free throw shooting here by the Marlette Red Raiders also. Starting off the game was Brown City leading 4-0 before Gabby Martinez made the first shots and points for Marlette at the 4:15 mark. Gage with a free throw, tied it up. And then Marlette took the lead with another Gage two-point shot to 2:43 mark in the first. And Marlette maintained the lead all the way through. At the end of the first, it was 8-6. At the half, 13-9. At the end of the third, 20-14. Brown City got within one. Got within one with a three-point shot by Abby Stanley. But then, a two-point shot by Gage. And her free throws. Marlette started the pull away once again, 22-19, 24-19 with some free throws. The fifth foul by Brown City with 1:41 to go as Harley Leisure had to foul out. Delaney Gage with free throws again to extend the lead, 25-19. By then, Bowers made a two-point shot for Brown City to make it 25-21, but the fifth foul by Marlette also. But Marlette being fouled a couple more times by Brown City, able to make half those free throws. But Ruggles with 2 points, or actually 4 points, in the final minute to extend the lead and help seal the win for Marlette, 30-21. She made the last points at the 22nd mark. 30-21 is your final score. When we come back, we'll have your scoring leaders for both teams here on WBGB 92.5. 30-21, Marlette with the win. All right, 30-21, the win for Marlette Red Raiders girls basketball team over Brown City. Leading scorer for Brown City, only three free throw attempts taken, and there were 0 for 3 for free throws. Leading scorer for Brown City, Harley Leisure, was 7 points. 4 points for Leanna Bowers, number 15 for Brown City. 3 points apiece for Asia Kenna with a three-point shot. Abby Stanley only with 3 points. She had a three-point shot in the fourth quarter. 2 points apiece for Olivia Parr and Chloe Hayes also. Those are your leading scorers for Brown City. They scored 6 in the first quarter, only 3 in the second quarter, and then 5 points in the third and 7 in the fourth quarter as a team, 21 points total. Low output for Brown City on offense and just 0 for 3 on free throw shooting. Marlette, more so. We'll have their scoring leaders from Marlette here on WBGV 92.5. It is 30-21, the win for Marlette over Brown City in girls basketball. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Post game report to our leading scorers for the Marlette Red Raiders. They get the win 30-21 over the Brown City Green Devils girls basketball team. Delaney Gage, big game, 17 points. 10 of 16 for free throw shooting was a big key for Marlette to get this win. 13 of 20 for free throws for Marlette as a team. Gage went for 16 free throw attempts and got 10 of them. 17 points total for Delaney Gage of Marlette. Second leading scorer for Marlette was 5 points. That's Gabby Martinez. At least Brown City did a good job on defense on her, but that opened up Delaney Gage, who started attacking the glass, drawing fouls, and going to the free throw line. 4 points for Addie Ruggles. Those 4 points came late in the fourth. Very key to extend the lead for Marlette. That was the third leading scorer. 2 points apiece for Haley Hazen coming off the bench. And also Emily Newland getting 2 points late in the game also. 30-21, your final score for Marlette, scoring-wise, 8 points in the first quarter, 5 in the second, 7 in the third, and 10 in the fourth. A majority of those points, free throws also for Marlette to get the win, 30-21. With the win for Marlette, this is the first game since January 18th, believe it or not, because of the weather cancellation the last 3 weeks. We even had one this past week on Tuesday. We were supposed to have a game against Memphis. But with the win, a very key win here for Marlette. That's the fourth loss in league play for Brown City. Kind of putting them out of reach here. Marlette goes to 5-2 in league play, 8-4 overall. Sandusky wins tonight, from what I'm told by the Thumb Sports Writers Media Association. They get the win over Ubley. So they go to 7-1 in league play. And when we come back, we'll take a look at the schedule for both these teams ahead. But Marlette looking ahead because Harbor Beach has 2 losses in league play. And Marlette still has a second meeting against Sandusky, who made it very tough for Sandusky, who pulled away late in the fourth here on this floor. We'll be right back. Looking ahead in the schedule for both these teams on WBGV 92.5. Marlette with a win over Brown City, 30-21. Back here at Marlette High School, the win for Marlette over Brown City, 30-21. Looking ahead to Brown City's schedule, they'll have Harbor Beach makeup game at Harbor Beach, February 5th for Brown City. And they'll have Peck next week, the following day, on the 6th. And then on the 8th, they'll be at Ubley for Brown City's schedule. They'll be at Sandusky on the 13th. And then K-Peck, a home game, USA, and then ending with Lakers, 2 non-league games. For the Marlette Red Raiders, with the win here, still in the hunt for the Greater Thumb East League title. Coming up next for Marlette, they'll play next week against Peck. And the big game on against Sandusky on February 8th. They'll be at Sandusky. We'll have that one for live coverage at Sandusky on February 8th from Marlette at Sandusky. And they'll have Harbor Beach still on the board for themselves. Good win here, though, for Marlette, making those free throws a key. Delaney Gage, 17 points, your leading scorer, and your MVP of the game. And still have only 2 losses in league play at 5-2, 8-4 overall. Sandusky got their win, 7-1, 13-1 overall themselves. Harbor Beach is 6-2. They're still in the hunt, but they lost to Ubley this past week also. And we'll see if they can stick it out also and get a lot of help from everybody else. We'll see. Thank you for tuning in. Marlette with the win, 30-21 over Brown City. Thank you for tuning in to WBGV 92.5 FM for high school girls basketball action. Again, Marlette Red Raiders, girls win over Brown City Green Devils, 30-21. We'll be back here tomorrow night for Brown City at Marlette boys basketball game. Marlette boys getting a big win over Harbor Beach this past week also. And Brown City with only 2 losses, they like to stay in the hunt. So tune in for that tomorrow night on WBGV 92.5 FM. Pregame starts at 7 for boys basketball, Brown City at Marlette. I'm Eddie Fury signing off. Again, Marlette with the win over Brown City girls, 30-21. Thank you for tuning in to WBGV 92.5 in high school sports.